opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz, hour number two. 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. If Aaron likes it, he'll read it. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. Can also watch us on Twitch. Missed the first hour. Missed a little Buzz Williams there. The rest of it, pretty much national championship and De'Aaron King.
Yeah.
All available on podcastarena.com. And somebody asked, did you talk about the picture of OBJ handing out money to players after the game? We didn't because, well, LSU came out and said it was fake money, which, of course, that's what they're going to say.
What are they going to say?
I don't know if it's fake or not, but if you think OBJ's smart enough to not give out money, you haven't been paying attention to the guy.
Yeah.
But bad look regardless. But who cares? You won. Just go celebrate. That's what I'd be happy with. A couple other things. Just since the news got out that my friend Rocket Rosen, who's been a defense attorney in the city for a long time, had passed away from ALS today. And David Barron wrote a little story on it. I want to spend some time on that tomorrow. And kind of because there's a lot of fun stuff about him that I don't think a lot of people knew. That I like to share, but very sad. But ALS sucks, man. I mean, that is
worse.
It is, and I was fortunate enough to get to see him a couple months ago. We'll just talk about that a little bit tomorrow. Astros thing I wanted to get to. Apparently,
no news, nothing new.
No news.
There's nothing happening.
It's fake news. Hashtag fake news.
Fine.
They're tremendous. They're still one of the Vegas favorites, by the way. None of this has changed that.
I mean, we all know players are what makes these games. It's nice if you've got a good GM, you've got a good manager, that's great. But if you don't, you're going to be okay.
Yeah, well, at least for this year. I don't think it's going to – you're not going to see the on-field – unless they get into a situation where, okay, we need to add a pitcher here at the deadline, something Luno was pretty good at.
Yeah.
So those things, I think, will be more those will be more interesting later in the year as we get close to the trade deadline. But as far as the team goes, I think they'll be fine.
I think they're doing fine.
But apparently, there's some people in the league not happy. They don't think that Jim Crane got any real punishment in this, according to and of course, apparently MLB told all the teams not to complain about it once it came out.
Right.
Of course, then the Dodgers go out and send out a tweet. Well done, Dodgers. But give it up. But according to Jeff Passan, says the impression was that the penalty for complaining would be more than Houston got, which is probably fair. But then the same guy, and he said, Crane won. The entire thing was programmed to protect the future of the franchise. He got his championship. He keeps his team. His fine is nothing. The sport lost, but Crane won.
Yeah. What I will say about this is, and obviously Jim Crane is he was anyway, a beloved owner in this town. We agree?
Yeah.
Because he brought a championship.
Yep, that'll do it.
And then
that buys you a long time. It was probably, what, how many years before people start going, oh, wait a minute, less, enough?
Yeah, but with what happened with the Ryans a couple of months ago, and now this... I don't know if Jim Crane's got the love of the fan base the way he should, considering that he brought a championship here.
I think just reading Twitter yesterday, and not that Astros Twitter is any indication of anything, but there were a lot of people that were pissed off that he fired those guys.
Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah, that I think the beloved part of it is kind of gone now. I think there's still people who like, okay, you know, we still believe in, you know, keep in mind, this is the guy who made those hires.
Yeah.
Especially Luno. So you got to kind of have some faith that he'll figure it out. But at the same time, I stand by what I said yesterday. I think this was an arrangement between Major League Baseball and Jim Crane that so baseball didn't have to fire them. They went out of their way in their statement to say Crane wasn't involved and he was cooperative. And I think they did that to make him look good. And as long as he agreed to fire those guys.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Jim Crane did win. And, you know, I don't know how to frame that really is and what it really means in terms of, you know, what, you know, if he comes out of this, I kind of agree with what the guy said. But the, Gilbert says, thought he got a $5 million fine. Yeah, dude, that's tip money.
Yeah, he's good.
And I was listening to MLB Network on the way home last night, and they were talking about how the two draft slots they lose are basically worth $7 million.
Yeah.
That they're not going to have to pay out now. So he actually makes money on the deal. So
brilliant.
Yeah. So I do think now that I think things have changed a little bit. So Steven says, does this Astros deal change the way other players look at Mike Fiers? I think pitchers are probably glad he did it. But I don't know. I mean, there's a lot.
It certainly doesn't gain him any friends, but
I'm never going to hang out with a rat.
No, I'm not either.
Even if he's on my team, if you go tomorrow and you hire a rat to do one of these shows, I'm not hanging with him.
But it is kind of funny that Astros fans are so mad at Mike Fiers. How about maybe also be mad at the guys who were doing this?
Including your own players.
Yeah.
Which I that's like, the one thing I've noticed is the players are totally getting a pass here. Now, in part because MLB didn't punish him, because I don't think they can. I think that's not in there.
I don't think they can either.
Yeah.
But let's not act like, you know, I mean, well, maybe you are. Maybe people are okay with their team doing this. I don't personally like it. I mean, it feels a little slimy to me. I said all along, I've always said, if you're stealing signs from, you know, the runner on second base is stealing signs, that's the catcher's fault. If you're using technology, a live feed, to steal signs, that's just different. That's different, and it's dirty, and it's not baseball. Like, I don't know. I don't like that. I mean, it's funny that everybody's going after Mike Fiers, but and yeah, I'm not saying that Mike Fiers should have done what he did, but neither should these players. These players shouldn't have been doing what they were doing. It's like, imagine you're a serial murderer, Fred.
Okay. Hey, you're not supposed to tell anybody.
I know.
That.
I'm just
I've
saying.
I've been doing a good job of hiding
imagine
that.
Imagine that you've killed four people.
16.
And they're buried on your land in Koontz. Okay?
Or the neighbors.
Now imagine Aaron goes and tells somebody that you did this. And Aaron's supposed to be your buddy. And it's like, bro, I can't. Now all your family is like, Aaron, I can't believe you would tell on Fred.
Well, you know what's worse, though?
Like, Fred's wife is like, Aaron, you're a scumbag. And it's like, wait a minute. You're the guy who did it.
But he helped me bury him.
Well, yeah.
Mike Fiers was participating, man.
I get it.
That makes it even worse. You're a co-conspirator, sir.
I get it. But all
how dare you rat me out?
Right, but all the heat's going at Mike Fiers, and none of it is going at the players who are doing this.
What do you expect from Astros fan, though? And 713, stop with this. The penalties are over. Do you think the Astros should be stripped of their World Series? No, that's just so dumb. Stop with that. I think Mike's angry. Why don't we get Angry Mike on?
Angry Mike, hello.
Yeah, I am pissed about him firing Luno and Hinch. They got fined. They got suspended. Done with it. Let's move on. I don't think he should have fired them. I think he should have kept them. That's going to cause more long-term damage than anything else. Who now built this organization? Without him, do you think we'd be celebrating a World Series win? Or back to, or, you know, three trips to the AL Championship? Nothing against AJ, but AJ brings up the firing of the Ryans. Who the frick cares? I don't give a crap that he fired Reed Ryan and Nolan Ryan. It's his team. What were they doing anyway, other than collecting a paycheck? Who cares that they got fired?
So it's okay for him to fire the Ryans, but not okay for him to fire A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luno? It's his team. You just said that.
They do. They were doing something. They were bringing championships. What was Nolan Ryan doing besides selling hot dogs?
I mean, Reed Ryan ran the entire business side of the organization. It's not like Reed Ryan was getting any charity out of this thing. Reed Ryan was a key guy for that organization. Listen, what you said is true. It's his organization. They put a black eye on it, and
I still wonder about firing Luno because I don't know.
I'm not crazy about it either, but I think if you're going to swing the hammer, you can't.
Guess.
You can't swing it selectively.
And it's hard for me to believe that he didn't know about it.
Right.
It's hard for me to believe that Crane didn't know about it. The fact that Hinch knew about it and his way of stopping it was smashing a couple monitors.
Yeah, come on.
That's one, especially if you were told, hey, if you're doing this, stop, and you let it keep going, there's no reason not to fire him.
Yeah.
And so I have no problem with that. And I also think, again, they found AJ Hinch. They can find somebody else. They'll be okay at manager. It's not like there aren't dozens of qualified candidates out there. But the Luno one concerns me a little bit more, not just from what it means to the organization, but also, although in his statement, you kind of get the feeling that he was trying to distance himself and throw everybody else under the bus. And, you know, it's almost his denial made it sound like he was involved.
Yeah.
And if he was, and part of the deal is, hey, the owner of the team gets to protect himself. Okay. Am I happy about that? Probably not. But I don't get to make those decisions, and neither do you guys. So, all right. Well, there's one guy who's angry at Jim Crane. Let's go to my man Lawyer Dave, who's angry at the guys who are the insurance companies who are trying to get after you, especially if you've been in an accident, and they're telling you, oh, we're not paying for this. That's who he's angry with, right, Dave?
You've got that right, Fred. Hey, Blitzers. Yeah, when these insurance companies try to rip you off by talking to you the day after your accident, saying, oh, you're really not hurt. Oh, well, we'll give you $500. They are lying to you, folks. They're lying to you.
Yeah, and so what are they supposed to do? They're supposed to call you, right? And what if they are hurt? And it's like, man, I can't afford to go to a doctor.
Yeah, that happens far too often. What they better do is they better dial Dave at 713-626-8900. I'm Houston-based lawyer David Mestimate. I've helped lots of blitzers, and I'm going to help a bunch more. If you're hurt and can't afford to get to a doctor, I'll find you one that'll take you without putting any money up front.
Yeah, and you don't charge for consultations. You don't get paid unless they win. And how many cases do you have in active cases right now?
Well, I checked. I think it's over 1,400 that my name is attached to in Harris County.
And you're going to win a bunch of those, right?
Oh, the vast majority will either settle, and those that get tried are a lot tougher usually, but we win our fair share of those too. And you're right, Fred. Consults are always free. You don't pay me unless we win. That's how we work it here at Mestimaker & Straub.
All right. Tell them one more time how they can get in touch with you.
Hit me up at 713-626-8900 or lawyerdave.com or lawyerdavelaw is my Twitter my Twitter handle. Or find me through Fred. What the heck?
All right. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave. Guys, have you had a bad experience with a company, maybe a contractor that was supposed to fix up your place and they left a bunch of crap there and they didn't do a very good job? Well, go to mybadexperience.com. This is a site where it's your duty to share the ugly truth about bad businesses. And for $4.99, you can tell all and maybe even reach a resolution with the business to compensate you for your loss. And the resolution process helps the consumer get compensation for that experience. This is a real site. There's no fake stars or ratings. This isn't a troll site. Everything's verified. These are real reviews. And you can post any bad experiences. And if you want to make a business accountable, this is the way to do it. It's a site for the consumer to put a stop to bad business. And, I mean, whether it's a plumber, whether you just had any kind of experience like that, now you can tell them. And they'll know about it. Everybody else will know about it for $4.99. Go to My Bad Experience today, mybadexperience.com today, and warn others about bad businesses before it's too late.